Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the weekly Torah portion and other timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Bokeh Tov, everyone. Now this week, double parsha, Matot Maaseh, and the end of Sefer Bamidbar. If you had to guess, how do you think the Sefer ends? What's the last story, the last mitzvah, or the last experience of Sefer Bamidbar? I mean, if you were writing Sefer Bamidbar, what would you put last? Hint two. Not only is it the last story, it actually harkens back to a previous story from Sefer Bamidbar. It's a part two. Now, there's a lot that's happened in Sefer Bamidbar. What would you choose to finish up, addendum, add on, tag on at the end of the Sefer? I mean, so many stories from the Machaneh to the building of the Mishkan to the Neirot. All right, and then lots of bad stuff, and rebellions, and spies, and Korach. Well, how would you choose to end the Sefer? And if you open Sefer Bamidbar, we end with, I gotta be honest with you, something that would definitely not have been my first choice. Honestly, probably not my third or fourth choice either. And that is the story of Benot Tzlafchad. A strange way down the Sefer. Five sisters without a father who want a portion in the land. I don't know, offhand, sounds a little anticlimactic. So much happened. I mean, Moshe was told he's going to die, and Aaron and Miriam died. There's so much that we could end the Sefer with. Benot Tzlafchad. So if we think about the story of Benot Tzlafchad, it's an amazing story. It's an amazing story because it's nothing we would expect that would have happened in Sefer Bamidbar. I mean, let's be honest. Sefer Bamidbar starts off really promising. It starts off with the settlements of the camps and how they were supposed to travel, and then how they were supposed to function with three different machanot and following God in the middle. And then we have the upside-down nuns, Vayehi ben Saharon, and let's be honest, the Sefer goes to pot from there. The Sefer spirals downwards. Challenge and problem and revolt and rebellion and complaint. And by the way, hits all parts of society. Not just did Bnei Israel mess up over and over, get punished. Moshe hits the rock. Aaron dies on Har Ahar. Miriam dies. Leadership is crumbling. Am Yisrael are not in a very good place. And then comes a little story. A story truthfully happened in last week's Parsha in Pinchas. But it's brought again at the end for a reason. A story about five young girls who have an issue. And they come together in unison. And they stand before Moshe. And they solve the problem. Sounds simple, no? But it's not. It's just called functionality. It's called Am Yisrael acting in the way they're supposed to act. Chazal stressed that when we read the story of the five Benot Tzlafchad, right, in the end of the parsha, it calls them Tirtzach, Chagla, Milka, and Noah, and Machla. I, of course, messed up the order right now. But when they first come, they come in a different order. Machla, Noah, Chagla, Milka, and Tirtzah. They come together in unison. They're not arguing over who should stand first and who's more important. Am Yisrael are finally united. And they stand before a leadership who's receptive, who's open to the ideas of the new generation, and they make changes. The story of Benot Tzlafchad is all about hope for the future. That there can be a better day. That Sefer Bamidbar has been an up and down roller coaster of a ride. that according to Chazal should have ended in the beginning of the Sefer. And it's telling us there's hope and promise for the future. Honestly, it sounds awful like the speech that the new president, Buzhi Herzog, gave last night. That the past 2 years, has given Sefer Bamidbar a run for its money. It's been rough. We've all gone through our own Midbar. We've gone through COVID. We've gone through a political mess, certainly here in Israel. And as we end the Sefer, we end with hope. We end with hope that just like we had Benot Slofchad, we will hopefully have our own Benot Slofchad. And in our own Benot Slofchad, however that may work out and whoever they may be, when we open Sefer Bamidbar, we open with a bright hope for the future.
That concludes our podcast. If you would like to dedicate or sponsor a podcast, visit our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a kind rating or review on your podcast platform. It helps others to find us. And thanks for learning with us.